From the same pulpit where Martin Luther King made his famous speech against the Vietnam War, Larry Cox, the new executive director of Amnesty International USA, said that despite his organization's 50-year experience,
"We were unprepared for the speed with which the U.S. government used the horrific and criminal acts of September 11th to openly and publicly try to justify what has always been unjustifiable. Imprisoning people without charges, not for weeks or months, but years, in fact, indefinitely. Proposing and fighting for a system of unfair trials. Kidnapping and disappearing individuals, holding them again for years in secret sites, and subjecting people to the kind of techniques that the U.S. itself calls torture when used by other countries. In the process, the United States has demonstrated for all to see its contempt for international human rights law."
Indeed, there is a growing sense in the public since 9/11 that the government is trying to restrict a wide range of freedoms, and speakers after speakers decried the decline in working and social conditions and the relentless attacks on minorities, women, and reproductive rights. Immigrants have borne the brunt of the repression, as over 1.5 million have been deported in the past 10 years. Families for Freedom, Adi Shahani, whose father was deported, explains the fear that exists in immigrant communities.
"The American government is committed to state violence at home and abroad. Increasingly, people are being targeted, whether subject of military surveillance, domestic surveillance, immigration enforcement. Across the board, our communities are so stuck in a pattern of policing ourselves and each other that it is so hard for us to step outside of that box and look at the policing that is targeting and destroying our communities. The U.S. government breaks human rights laws, domestic laws, international laws, across the board, and we cannot allow them to continue to do that. I think it's really important that we have a lot of energy for a long haul. We're in a life struggle. We have a bill in Congress right now called the Child Citizen Protection Act. It's an effort to change the deportation laws so that American children are considered before a mom or dad are expelled."
A large part of the acceptance of the new repression is, of course, the result of the propaganda spread by corporate medias. The goal of Breakthrough is to regain the stage by fostering a popular culture which values families and promotes dignity, equality, and justice. So here is a message from La Bruja, a renowned spoken word artist and singer whose real name is Caridad de la Luz.
"Have you seen what they've done to our children lately? Hypocritical, so I'm extra critical. Some may call me cynical, but their lies are pitiful. And even worse is the amendment that came first was really meant for those born to a privileged birth. They used to criticize me because I curse. Now I only speak the truth because the truth is what hurts. And the lies that they tell us are really what's worse."
And the evening could not have been complete without a digital remix by DJ Spooky, who wanted to express what some believe our president really means to say.
"During these last few months, I've been trained by Al-Qaeda, and I'm weak and materialistic. I told our country and I told the world, if it feels good, do it. I hope you'll join me in expressing fear and selfishness. We will embrace tyranny and death as a cause and a creed. We can be summed up in one word, evil. And we have a great opportunity during this time of war to lead the world towards suicide and murder. Let's roll."
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Wynn.